Hey guys, this is Maria Cifuentes with Music Mondays. Now today I'm going to be talking about two new artists which I found in very unlikely places. The first one I'm going to be talking about is Aaron Kay and Tash. Now this little duo I found in mainly YouTube, which is not really weird because it's like Never Shout Never. You found him in YouTube too, and mainly you find a lot of artists on YouTube, which is really cool. But these two, the way I found them is because of Aaron Kay, because her song was in one of the book trailers I was looking at, and I just thought to myself, oh, she has a really nice voice, so maybe I should continue listening to her. So I looked her up on YouTube, saw that she had this one song that I really liked, which is called Coins. Now, this is the main song I really want to talk about because of the sound mainly. It reminded me of a Suzanne Vega sound, which is the song Tom's Diner, which I really like that song. It has that one beat and the nice soft voice that you hear that's very easy to sing to, which is one reason why I like it. And the other reason why I want to talk about it is because of the lyrics. Now the lyrics to me are a bit confusing. It's almost like a poem where I have to try to look through it and understand it. And I really have been having a hard time understanding it because to me it sounds like loneliness and how some people, they think they have a great life and everything like that, but really they go through a phase of being lonely and everything like that. And they talk about how coins, you can never really tell that coins are just pretty much things that you can just give away at an instant, which is what I thought was really cool with the lyrics. The next thing I'm going to be talking about is Tash. Now, the main thing with lyrics and vocals is Aaron's type of thing, but with Tash, it's her instrumentals, and the instrumentals were really great. I liked the guitar. The guitar was very much soft and on beat to where you could just tap to it and not completely get off track. And what I also want to talk about with Tash is her vocals too, because her vocals are really light. They're like background vocals that anybody can sing to, and that's what I like about her voice. It's more subtle. Anybody can sing to it. And so I have a little tiny excerpt of Coins, and here it is.
They work so well, so no one can tell. A secret stash he hides behind his cash. And if it gets too bad, they say, just call mom and dad, they pay. And though she's getting good grades, she gets paid. Pretend she's reading, but she's stuck on the page from the day before. Wondering who she's working for. And her heart, it unravels for a voice as it travels through the commons. It's cool. They call her a fool, she thinks. Stoned and cold, another day unfolds. Wearing thin, she's always smoking at the back of the school, so everyone will think she's cool. Then in the corner of her eye, sees this familiar smile. Holds out her arms and says, please. He reaches to his pocket.
So I love that song. It's very nice and soft. The next song I'm going to be talking about is Under My Bed by Miyako. And the reason why is because, just like Coins, it's dealing with the same kind of feeling. A lonely feeling that you have whenever you're either dealing with a breakup or you just wasted your time on somebody and you just want all that time back. And that's what I love about Miyako's lyrics in this song, Under My Bed. Another thing that I have noticed is the sound. And the reason why is because with Miyako, her vocals are just like the singer from Atomic Love Letter. And what I mean by that is, in Atomic Love Letter, her voice is kind of scratchy at times, but it's very smooth, and that's what I think of Miyako as well. She has a very nice voice that can project and like give you that feeling of, I think, sorrow and sadness and disappointment. And that's what I love about this song. And I also have another excerpt for this song, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So here it is.
Now my eyes are wide open, now that everything's been stolen, and I'm here to get it back from you. See, I ain't wasting no more time, I gotta take back what's mine. And what else am I supposed to do? Here I am, with my heart on the floor, and my love out the door. You should be knocking, but there it goes. I got nothing to show for, except pictures I pose for, but I keep them in a box under.
So I like both of the songs for the same reason, and that reason is that they both have a figurative way of telling us something. They're not just songwriters to me, they're both poets, and I like it. I like having to challenge myself to comprehend what they're both trying to say, and in a way, I think I can, but at the same time, I cannot. And I mainly hope that whatever I'm getting out of it, I'm getting the right answer. But I think there's no right answer to any of these. So this is the end of my recording. And so I hope you guys have a nice day. This is Maria Cifuentes with Music Mondays.
You should be knocking. There it goes. I got nothing to show for, except pictures I pose for. But I keep them in a box under my bed.